today, on the 22nd of April, we're going to be doing two activities to mark Earth Day. One of them is about protecting the Earth from the perspective of sanitation. We're very excited to be starting an extension of our public space cleaning. We will, for the first time, have almost 1,000 young people on the streets of Freetown doing public space cleaning. And that's really an important part of protecting the Earth, because improved sanitation means you're able to keep waterways clean, you're able to prevent flooding, and you really improve the quality of life of people. The other thing that I'm going to be doing later on in the afternoon, which is equally as exciting, is visiting some of our tree planting, particularly mangrove planting down at Coco Bay, which is an area where 40,000 trees, mangroves, have been planted. And we will, by June, be planting double that. And this falls under our hashtag Freetown, the Tree Town campaign of planting a million trees. And again, it's not just planting, it's growing. So just like with the sanitation work, we have also and will continue to be creating jobs for young people. So on this Earth Day, it's about keeping our environment clean. It's about planting more trees, planting more mangroves, and creating green jobs in the process.
So, Mayor, you talk about sanitation. It seems that many African cities have a problem with solid waste management. Is this a problem also for your city, Freetown? And how are you dealing with that?
It is definitely a major challenge. And it is, like you rightly say, it's one that plagues many cities, not just in Africa, but across the world. We have also strengthened our bylaws. And in this week coming, we'll be seeing those updated bylaws, which will bring in stronger measures, more clarity around sanitation breaches for residents. You need to change behaviors as part of improving a waste management system, and having laws in place is an important part of that. But another part of that is the change that we're going to be doing in terms of household waste collection. Between now and the end of the year, we're doing a radical overhaul of our waste management processes, where the city will be stepping in and having the private contractors work with us or through us, as opposed to having it being done directly private contractors to residents.